Hare Krishna. Events are not in our control, but experiences are. What happens in life is often not in our control. Things can go wrong, reversals can take place, even tragedies can befall us. At such times, often the problem itself is troubling, even devastating, but what can be shattering is the effect that the problem has on us. Now, when such problems leave us feeling helpless, then that feeling of utter helplessness becomes a bigger problem than the problem itself. If we feel ourselves powerless, helpless, incapable of doing anything, being victimized by who knows what, by an unfair, cruel world, whatever, then that feeling of helpless victimization can be paralyzing. And that paralysis is often more damaging than the problem itself. Yes, the problem can hurt, but problem is a serious problem, but there is, no matter how devastating the problem is, there is always the response to the problem that is in our control. And if we of our consciousness is caught in a materialistic worldview, wherein we believe, we are bought into the belief that matter is all that exists, or matter is all that matters, then we leave ourselves no scope for gaining any higher understanding. Now, if matter is all that exists, or matter is all that matters, then when material things go wrong, what is there for shelter for us? There is nothing else. But Gita wisdom helps us understand that matter is only a part of existence. That our self-existence exists beyond the world of matter. Our identity is spiritual. And we have an eternal, inalienable relationship with the supreme spiritual being, Krishna. And when we seek shelter in that relationship, when we understand that no matter what things go wrong in our life, still God exists and Krishna exists and Krishna cares and Krishna is there to help us, then we can avoid the feeling of utter helplessness. Yes, in the devotional terminology, sometimes it is said that we should feel helpless. But the point is not that we feel helpless so that we become dejected and paralyzed and paranoid. No, we want to feel helpless so that we can take the help of Krishna. So, the Bhagavad Gita in 13th chapter analyzes the way things work. And it says that karya karana kartrutve hetu prakriti ruchyate purusha sukha dukkhana bhoktrutve hetu ruchyate. That whatever happens, karya karana kartrutve hetu prakriti ruchyate, that the stimuli and their consequence, the cause and the effect at the material level of reality, they are within the realm of matter. But their interpretation in terms of whether they give us pleasure or pain, Ichha, Dvesha, Sukham, Dukh. So it says that Purushaha, Sukha, Dukkhanam, that whether we experience happiness or distress, that depends on Bhoktrutve, Hetu, Ruchyate. That depends on our enjoying mentality. If we are not captivated by an enjoying mentality, then we will not be affected so much. Just as a person watching a TV horror movie will get shocked when some horrible thing happens. But if a person is not caught in watching the horror movie, not thinking that I'll get some perverse pleasure from it, then that person will not be affected by whatever is seen in the movie. So similarly, we cannot change what happens in the material level of reality quite often. So events are not in our control, but experiences are. If we identify ourselves as material beings, then a material reversal can be devastating. But if we identify ourselves as spiritual beings, then that event or that negative event does not have to translate into a negative crushing experience. Rather, that negative event can become an impetus for taking the positive shelter of Krishna and thereby experiencing, realizing, deepening our conviction of our non-material identity. And with that conviction and realization, we become better prepared to deal with that specific reversal and to function more effectively, more sustainably in our material life also. In this way, events are not in our control, but experiences are. And that control over experiences, over how we interpret events and how we experience them, that control is expanded by our spiritual wisdom and our spiritual realization. Thank you. Hare Krishna.